Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza! Furniture!
Do it right!
Do upgrades!
Do it right!
A new fridge!
Do it right!
Take a trip and do it right! Get what your heart is after, it's Republic's Cash Bonanza!
New appliances, clearing bills, do it with 0 to 5% down payments, apply online, quick approvals and more. Whatever it is, do it right with Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza!
Chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2 numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2, pick 2 in the afternoon.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Sam turned himself into the police and Frederick, Marla and Kavita went to the station where Kavita waited outside. Jonathan, who was there, came out to meet her, but an angry Frederick saw and insisted he have nothing to do with her. When Frederick and Marla went back into the station, she called Denzel, telling him that tests proved she had no STI or was pregnant. He advised her to stop seeing Jonathan. As we return, Kavita hears Kimal crying in his room.
Kimal? Kimal? Hey.
Hi, Kavita.
You okay?
No.
What's wrong?
Can I hug you?
Yes, yes, of course you can hug me. Hey. Hey, it's okay.
No, I messed up.
It's okay.
I am so sorry, sis. So sorry.
For what?
Everything! I should have been there to protect you.
Look, what happened can be changed. We just have to find a way to move on.
But this never should have happened. What kind of brother doesn't protect his sister?
Kimal, it's not your fault. The only person to be blamed is Sam and the police have him.
Suppose it was something worse.
Not many things worse than being sexually assaulted.
I'm so sorry, sis. All I was concerned about that night was getting high. What's wrong with me?
You're hurting and you're trying not to.
I want to stop it though, but it's like I'm trapped. It's like the drugs give me an easy escape. Not to deal with everything that's going on in my head.
But you're not escaping, Kimal. You're getting deeper and deeper into a sad state of hopelessness. You think I want you to get so hooked on drugs that you become a junkie? You think I want to see my brother in the streets? Nobody wants that for you.
I need help.
Yes, and you can get help from the Mental Health Unit at the Ministry of Health, Georgetown Public Hospital. There are social workers, church programs, there is help, Kimal.
Somebody took advantage of you, Kavita, and I was right there. I was right there and I didn't look out for you. How can I forgive myself?
Kimal, again, it's not your fault. I was blaming myself too, but my counselor is helping me through this and they can help you too. You know how many questions I've asked myself? Why wasn't I suspicious of Sam when all night he was flirting with me on the low? Why did I follow him? Why was I so desperate to find Jonathan?
The whole night messed up.
All I wanted to do was throw my boyfriend the best 19th birthday party, and look what happened.
We were getting high and you got hurt.
Stop. Stop blaming yourself. I want you to get help. I'm getting the help so I can get better. I don't want this to hinder anything I have to do in my life. I'm not going to let what Sam did to me stop me from living my best life.
That's good, but will you ever forgive me?
We're good. It wasn't your fault.
I'm ready to get help.
Are you sure this time? Are you serious?
I don't want drugs to destroy my life.
Good. You know we will all support you.
You think I could do it?
Yes, Kimal. You can do anything you put your mind to. You are my brother. We've been through the worst and we're still here. You can do this.
Marla, me can't thank you enough for all the time you've been spending over here with me and them picking them. You bring light into this house.
Is that right, Freddie? We're going through something and the children need to see that we're sticking together.
Me hope your husband not get jealous you over here so much.
And I'm all right, man. He understand the situation.
Good husband you got there.
Yeah, true.
I wanted to talk to you about something. It's been on my mind since this whole thing happened with Kavita.
What's that?
Marla, you was real young when me and you be get together and you get them children.
Yeah, I was a teenager.
You ever think, like I take advantage of you?
Well, Freddie, you know, I was just a little girl then. I ran away from home and I was looking for betterment and, well, I tell you, I was 18.
Yeah, but I was already a big man. I just feel guilty sometimes.
Freddie, that is the past.
With everything that happened here with Kavita, I've been asking myself if I any better than that boy that raped her.
Freddie, look, I was 15. What was the age of consent back then? I know at some point it was 13 and then in 2005 they raised it to 16.
15 is so young. I was wrong.
For being with me?
Yes. A man already in his 40s had no business with a teenager, whether you say he was 18 or not.
I am.
Kavita is almost 18. And I don't want no man in the 40s looking at she.
Sexual crimes happen in Guyana, past and present. Yes, you know, when I think back, we had no business in that relationship. Some people would say that, you know, you take advantage of me, that you groomed me.
You feel like that?
I was desperate. Things wasn't good at home. I ran away because of abuse. Nobody at home was helping me.
And some will say that you run straight into the arms of another abuser.
But you never abused me, Freddie. I lied about my age and...
Stop making excuses, Marlo. The more me think about what happened to Kavita, is the more me feel me should have left you alone.
What we gonna do, Freddie? I in my 30s now, and you in your 60s. The children them, they done born and big. I'm glad that you're looking back and that you can say that you should have left me alone. We live and we learn.
Yes.
And some men, they don't ever own up to their mistakes. We got sexual predators right here in Guyana.
I'm sorry. I can never forgive myself.
Mom? Dad?
Hey, Kimal.
Son? You all right?
Can we talk?
Yeah. Come sit down.
What happened? How your eyes are red?
Don't tell me you smoke again, boy.
No, I swear, I didn't touch none of that stuff today. I was crying.
Oh?
What happened?
I've been feeling so guilty about what happened to Kavita. I was at the party and I didn't even protect my own sister. And...
All right, Kima. Come.
I'm sorry.
Why? You gotta get yourself together. You can't continue down this road.
I know that. I know I need to get help, but I think I'm ready.
Kimal, you sure this time?
Son, me and your mama and your sissy, I want you to get over this drug thing.
I'm serious this time.
Oh gosh, good son, good.
Listen, we're going to do things different this time. You're going to join one support group and you're going to get one sponsor. You got to beat this thing once and for all, boy.
I'm ready. I don't want to hurt like this anymore.
Kimal, you can do this.
You can go into the rehab program. We can contact the people them.
And I think Kimal should also test for HIV and hepatitis C. He been using needles and he at risk for them two infections.
Kimal, wait a second.
I'll do whatever.
But what if this boy positive for one or both of them things?
I'm sure I'll be fine, Dad. I never really shared needles.
But that's not what y'all been doing in the room at the party. You know if anybody use needles that you use?
Everything from that night is just a blur.
You see? Kimal, you don't know what could have happened. You could have put yourself at risk.
What gonna happen if he tests positive?
Well, HIV, he got to get on medication. And from what I know, HIV positive people, they just take one tablet a day now. And I think they're working on an injection to take every 2 or 3 months.
Imagine having to live the rest of your life taking medication, by you.
That is why it's better to engage in safe practices to avoid becoming HIV positive. But if you already are, then at least there is medication to help keep you healthy and live a full life.
And what's the other thing?
Hepatitis C.
If Kimal got that, then what?
It's serious. You can have a lifelong infection. And if not treated, it could affect your liver. Liver cancer. Cirrhosis.
Were you telling me?
They got treatment and Hep C can be cured. That is the worst case scenario. So, there is a weekly clinic at the National Care and Treatment Center just for this. There's treatment and 98% of people get cured.
Look, let Abigo do what Abigo for do quick and get this boy some help.
All right. You call the people at the drug rehab and I go and see about taking Kimal to get tested.
Yeah, excuse me. You got to go outside and take some air.
Okay.
Dad's upset.
Well, Kimal, it's an upsetting time for all of we.
I'm really sorry.
Son, we can get you help, okay? You have a bright future ahead of you. Believe that and know that we love you. Freddy?
Hey, sorry, Marlo.
You okay?
Everything that's going on... eat too much.
I know. But we get in return the help that they need, things gonna get better.
Yeah, maybe it's all me fault, paying for my sins.
Oh gosh, Freddy, stop it. We all make mistakes in life, but the important thing is realizing we fault and changing for the better.
Yeah.
Hey, things gonna get better.
Thank you, Marlo, for being so kind to me.
We got to focus on we children.
I know.
All right, it's time I get going. I can be back in the morning to take Kimal to get tested.
You want me to take you home?
No, it's all right. I can call a taxi.
Okay.
I can see you tomorrow, Freddy.
Marlo?
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Freddy, what you doing?
Maurice, ever since I was growing up and dreaming about my wedding, I wanted a quick whip.
So I will have to get in a ring and wine with you, Catalina?
But there's not all a quick whip about babes. It's about us preserving a bit of our African wedding tradition.
Right.
Please, Maurice. Please, for me, babes.
Okay. I guess quick whip it is.
Yes! Thank you, babes.
But I ain't whining in no ring.
Look, if you're going to be me husband, you're going to got to loosen up. You know, it's sad we're losing so much of our tradition.
Well, that's what happens with time. Besides, I'm a whole Guyanese cook-up, mixed with a little of everything.
Well, you're marrying me, a woman of African descent. And Kwekwe is a part of my culture, babes.
I love you just the way you are.
I love you too, babes. Look, don't start something, babes.
What was I starting?
We should be abstaining till the wedding.
For what reason?
Because, babes, we can have something to look forward to on the wedding night.
Woman, no. I'm not into the abstaining business. I need to make love on a regular.
So wait. You gonna give me no rest, Maurice?
Rest is for when you need burial ground.
Maurice, I can't take you seriously. Come here.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.